Incurable Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. Today is International Women's Day. And we have someone here that can talk to you about this and other topics. She is a very, very active person, somebody who participates in many things in life and is pursuing a master's at the same time. This is Kimberly Cloud. Kimberly, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, Kimberly. So tell us something about yourself. Today is International Women's Day, and we are so lucky to have a show today.
Thank you. I'm just bummed out that I couldn't get online with you and see you face to face.
Oh, yeah, we just do this just vocal. So, Kimberly, what can you tell us about yourself?
Okay. I'm an entrepreneur. I have the Kimberly Cloud Show. I'm 39 years old. I ran for U.S. Senate in Santa Maria, California, and I am running for city councilwoman for next year. I find that a more appropriate approach to get my feet wet so that I can get into, trying to be a councilwoman and make changes in the city for the better, such as clean up the drugs and stuff.
Kimberly, this has got to be amazing work from everybody's angle, from all the women listening here, and for the men who are also listening. Today is Women's International Day, and we are so lucky to have the show today. But Kimberly is going to give us a lot of pointers. She's going to talk to us. So this is going to apply to men and women. So please stay tuned in. She's got a lot to say. But Kimberly, what exactly made you go into politics? And did it scare you at first, or did you feel enthused about it, enthusiastic? Is your enthusiasm still up? Do you feel you can do something?
I went into politics because I feel like I want my voice heard to make a change. I've seen a lot of crime. I've seen a lot of, heartache and pain where people that's in poverty wants to get out of poverty. A lot of politicians merely focus on the middle class, but they're phasing the middle class out, and I don't like that. I think that there should be more business opportunities. And I feel like right now the reason why I chose this profession is because I want to make a change in Seattle for the better.
Kimberly, you said something about the middle class, that political people, they want to focus on the middle class, but they're kind of shunning them out. Did I understand that right? Maybe you can expand on it.
Okay. So I have reason to believe, based on the way some of the politicians are talking, some of the Democrats are talking, is that they are phasing out middle class by harming people that's in middle class and keeping, like, okay, if I don't want to say too much on your show because you said keep it light, but there are illegal immigrants coming over here that are actually harming the citizens of America, the citizens that have been here longer. And my goal is to try to see about building that wall. I have no problem with people coming over here the right way, but when the cartels and the drug lords and terrorists come over here, I have a problem with that.
Well, any sane person should have a problem with that, of course. But the main thing is you are doing something about it. That's what really, really matters. And since today is Women's Day. And this is also for all the men out there who want to learn how to make it, who, if they're interested in getting into politics, running for Senate, for doing something or the other, something that they would like to see happen. And as people say, be the change that you want to see happen. So Kimberly, you are doing something about this, and you're in this completely while pursuing a master's. What is the master's in, and how is it that you manage your time? Because I understand you have some talk shows, you are doing a lot of things, and if you could tell us something about what you're doing, so the people here would feel enthusiastic about progressing in life, because it's all about that, it's right. It's about putting one foot ahead of the other.
Okay, well said. I am pursuing a master's in business administration, and I want to pursue that and then go for my doctorate for 4 years. But I want to take at least 2 years off because I know it's going to be vigorous, and I know you have to write a dissertation. Also, the reason why I'm doing this is to create change. And what I'm doing is the Kimberly Cloud Show. I have the Kimberly Cloud Show, LLC, and I've been working on the Kimberly Cloud Show for roughly 3 years. What I do with that is I talk about people past, present, and future. I'm supposed to be on a website called Black PR Wire tomorrow, or maybe at the latest Monday at 12 a.m. or 12 p.m. midday. It's going to be a press release, and I'm supposed to be on Black News Wire on the 26th or 27th, where they distribute my story to over 15,000 African-American web pages and stuff. I use News Anchor, too, to promote myself, and I use VBS Radio. I'm supposed to be on VBS Radio, and how I manage my time, I'm getting to that. I'm supposed to be on VBS Radio on the 20th of March. I have an interview to do. They're wonderful people, and this arena is big for the both of us and big for everyone to join as a podcaster. And why I'm doing this is because I want to create change. I want to be empowered. I was even on PA Live. PA Live was back in 2020 with Haley. I had a 3-minute slot. I just waved the producers of Mountaintop PA down and said, I would love to be on y'all's show. And they said, well, we're doing Black History Month. We would love to have you on. But then they switched it and critiqued it and said, well, how about you come on the show about your wigs? And the funny thing is I had wigs, but they weren't the best top-shaped wigs. I had my best wigs in my house. I'm a stickler for wigs that I love wearing, and I have an eye for them, but I had to buy some mediocre wigs and get on a show with mediocre wigs. But you can find that at PA Live, Kimberly Cloud, Genuinely Michelle Wigs.
Oh, this is fantastic. And when they wanted to talk about the wigs, did you feel that is what you want to talk about, or you want to talk about something else? Because I see, Kimberly, that a lot of people complain about the world and the way that it is, but you seem to be doing something about it. And what is the angle that you wanted to take? Is it more political, economical, or is it something else, that an angle, an approach that you want to take that you feel people are going to want to be interested in?
You know, I was talking about this with a gentleman I interviewed today, and I said, I know this is far-fetched, but one of my inventions I invented was the K-Cloud smoke detector. It didn't go nowhere, but somebody else picked up on the wonderful artificial intelligence we have. And in Seattle, they have those devices. They just got them a year ago in the libraries. So they didn't steal my invention, but they made their own version. But now what I want to create, because by 2027, they're coming out with an artificial super intelligence. What I want to create is something we can have or research it for like 10, 20 years, where we have RNA and we have DNA. Now, if we can harvest that RNA, it will not harvest it, but that's how we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to dig deep in within the RNA and put artificial intelligence in there. Now, hear me out when I say this. Put some artificial intelligence in there so we can reach a better capacity of our brain stems. Like, I think we're at 30% now. I want to reach 100%. And then I want to develop something where, you know, what's on YouTube? I can tell you now what's on YouTube. I can tell you everything that's on YouTube in 5 complete hashtags. People, pets, buildings, cars, sky. That's it. That's all you see. But if you were to try to dig into all of YouTube, you would be forever. It would be out of your realm. So what if we were to find some type of electrical magnetic waves to download what you want to learn into your brain, so that you can actually see things better? Like, it has to be lots of research done about this, but these are the things I think about every day. In my heart, that's why I want to be councilwoman and want to start saving my money up so I can start doing research for these type of things. But if we were to download, you know, into our brain these images, if you want to talk about housing and, you know, employment and or how to get on Apple and work Final Cut Pro, you know, in under 5 minutes, you know, you can't go through all of YouTube in the lifetime that we have. It's just no way. No way.
Kimberly, sorry. From what you're saying, no, I am completely, completely interested in what you're saying. And my mouth was literally open. It's like, oh my God. Most of us in the world, a lot of people don't think about these things. And, you know, people are thinking about what to eat, what to wear, correct? But you definitely go into another absolute, I would even call it reality, because you're thinking of things that can happen, that's going to happen in the future, and you're trying to bring it in right now, of course. And so would you say that you are interested in politics, you are an inventor, and then you also interview people on your show, so you're a hostess, you're a host, and what other costumes do you wear? It just seems so amazing that you're able to do all of this. And I'm really interested in the inventions.
I'm an inventor too. I like to invent stuff, but I don't have the money to do the research on studies. We need to work with lab rats or lab mice and start doing the studies to see what their RNA, how we can distribute artificial intelligence into their RNA and what they would do, how their brains advance through the course of the weeks. We do these studies so we can see how they get smarter. You know, just imagine a smarter mouse, you know, that sit up there and doesn't grab the electrocuting cheese over the non-electric, or the poison over, you know, like, they learn by repetition, yes, but just imagine them just being so advanced. They just look at the scientists like, what are you giving me? You know, have to stand up, you know. It's so funny, but
And, you know, some of these animals are much smarter than we give them credit for, of course. But what you're talking about is advancement. And imagine to all the people out there who are listening, you might be wondering, what does the Joyful Manifestation Show have to do with this? But this has to do with progress. This has to do with progress, progress of humanity, progress of women, progress in every way. And imagine Kimberly is approaching it from all angles, meaning that I know of people who invent things or want to invent things, but then they're kind of lost, correct? They're lost in the dust, so to speak, correct? But Kimberly is also taking another path at the same time. She's taking the political path. She's taking a path where she's able to interview people. She's able to climb the ladder. She's able to get important people to hear her out or her inventions go somewhere. And of course, achieve other things that she's talking about. So for people who want to joyfully manifest and for people who want to advance in life, think of the different approaches that Kimberly's taking to get to her goal. And she's just not sitting with an invention or an idea, but she's being proactive about it. What do you say, Kimberly? Is that true? I mean, is that what I'm saying, the right thing?
I'll say this. To all those scientists out there, those research studies, everyone, do these studies. I can't afford, I'm not an Elon Musk, which I love Elon Musk, by the way, but I'm not an Elon Musk where I can just get into a research laboratory and start developing products to for the future. You know, he's developed so many wonderful tools, you know, for the advancement of the future. You know, I can't do that because I don't have the funding. But I'm going to figure out a way for the future. So, you know, I'm always inventing things. I'm always thinking about ways to advance our civilization. It's all about advancing America, Americans and everything. You know, we need to be advanced. China has its own sun. Tell me how you develop our own sun more 10 times powerful than the sun that's in our sky. He houses it in a laboratory. So he's very smart. And, you know, that's our adversaries. I still got respect for President Xi because I feel like anybody that's worked hard as him to develop this son is cool with me. Like, it's amazing how people can create powerful tools, you know.
Kimberly, you are an inspiration to everybody out here. In fact, while I'm listening to you, while we are tapping into Kimberly's mind, everybody here who's listening, you have Kimberly live here talking to us and telling her way of approaching things and what drives her. So we literally have Kimberly right here. And if you are able to go to her website or her Facebook and connect with her. And Kimberly, we're putting it out there because the Joyful Manifestation Show is a show that has extremely high vibrations and we're into very powerful manifestation energy. So we're saying here that Kimberly should attract the people that she needs to fund her research, whatever it is that she wants to do. So a lot of manifestation energy is being generated even as we talk, Kimberly. So do you have any pet projects or do you have any tips, advice, anything that you can give us, Kimberly?
A tip. I feel like never stop pursuing your dream. You know, so many people, you know, laugh at everything I say because I think outside the box, you know. A tip would be never stop pursuing your dream. I can't help who I am. I cannot help who I am and how I want to be a different type of politician. I don't want to be the politician that's bland, you know, with a straight face and, you know, just don't know. Just they know they're very smart. All of them are very smart, Democrats and Republicans. One day we're going to all work together, bipartisan. But I feel like the tip is that basically, you know, we need to learn how to work together, you know, stop, like, we need, how can I say this? In the bipartisan way, Republicans and Democrats work together. Why is it that we have so much trouble with getting plans on board? I don't want to be like the next politician that's straight-faced, like I said before, and just sit up there and don't just say, well, I'm going to sell you this. And I, like, for instance, I have the perfect example, the State of the Union address. The tip I have to give, he said in a state, the President of the United States, the POTUS, said in a statement about Obamacare, a lot of African Americans has the wool over their eyes right now. And I hate to say it. I'm not saying Obama's a bad person, but that Obamacare is for life for him and his children and his wife. You're paying for him to be in Martha's Vineyard for his children and his life. Our taxes is paying $500,000 for President Biden's mansion with snipers on top of it with assault rifles. This is what I mean. He mentioned a couple of highlights, and those highlights weren't too good. Like, he didn't talk about building a wall. He said he will not penalize illegal immigrants. I have reasons to believe in my mind. I get shunned every day, but I'm not boo-hooing it. I just laugh it off. But I'll tell you this. I'm a true Trump supporter. And the highlights of the State of the Union, he was saying stuff, and it was not making no sense. He wouldn't address. He said teachers' pay is going to go up. He was bribing them. He said $400 is being paid towards mortgage. He was bribing them, bribing the people to vote for him in 2024 or 2025. So I don't like that. He's bribing the people, and he's highlighting, you know, Trump may be okay with NRA weapons. I'm okay with NRA weapons, but there's a trick to it. There should be more rules. That's a bipartisan plan, if not already taken in effect. But the Republicans are down for this, building a wall. But in the future, they're just going to start blowing up the wall, the walls that doesn't have people manning them. But I'm down with the wall.
So, Kimberly, you said here that you're a Trump supporter. And of course, you know, we on the Joyful Manifestation show are not really supporting any party as such, but we welcome all opinions and we welcome anything that helps people and brings them to a better place. And Kimberly is obviously thinking for people, on behalf of people, and she's basically saying to people that, look, there is another way of doing things. Am I right?
Yes, I want to be the woman that gets to dance and gets to talk amongst her people and not sit up there and be get in trouble because she want to dance. And I don't dance crazy. I'm just a regular dancer that gets on You Now, and I'll dance, I sing, I'm a performer, and I like to do these things and be a regular person on top of trying to be a politician, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it makes complete sense. It basically says that you want to enjoy life, be happy, and show people how to be happy, and meanwhile, fix the things that need to be fixed so that people have a better quality of life. And of course, you know, when you talked about the parties and basically bringing each other down instead of working together towards having a better country, it seems like political objectives are about winning rather than taking care of the country itself, right? Joining forces or doing things to support each other that the other person, that the other party does best. Is that also true, Kimberly?
Yes. I try to do the right things for politics. Like, for instance, I met up with the director. His name is Matthew. I met up with the director of the Republican Party, and I called and spoke briefly with the 47th District, Miss Julie. And I went by the Chamber of Commerce and spoke with one of the ambassadors there. Now, these moves that I'm making, I'm trying to get pure views. I'm trying to get pure coverage and pure people, clean-cut people that want to see me succeed. We're supposed to be campaigning. They're going to raise funding for me to invest into ads and everything. It's a slow process, and I want it to be a slow process because I want to show them that I can do this so that when the time comes, if I do become councilwoman, I'm going to run for state senate. I'm supposed to be speaking with senators. Senators, they're like on the chopping block right now fixing laws and stuff. They've been working vigorously. He told me that they came in like at, they worked till 3 a.m., 8 to 3 a.m., and then came back in at 8 a.m. They work hard here in Olympia, and I want to be one of them. And I want to make a change. I want to be up vigorously making a change. I may have to give up my show to a co-host, but I'll be on the show my face every now and then. You know, I want to be that one to grind and burn the midnight oil so that I can, you know, help the next individual and let them see that I've been in jail and it wasn't my fault. I told Matthew, I called Matthew when I was in jail, and it was so great to meet him. I sat up there, called him when I was in jail and told him my plans, and we finally met. He said there are, like, even the mayor of D.C. got caught smoking, you know, drugs. I put it to you like that. He told me that he had people that have been in a high stature that has been in jail as well. Julie told me she didn't know much of anything about politics. She invited me to a dinner, a light dinner, and to meet the voters. I declined because I didn't want to just jump on it right then and there. I'm going to wait till next month to do that. I'll be ready. I'm never going to be fully ready, but I'm ready. I'm not the perfect speaker. I'm not the perfect preacher, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to do my best to voice my opinion about how society needs to change. We need more police officers out there. We need more benefits for police officers. They are the heart of the city. There are only 8,000 police officers to 8 million people out here. 8 million people in this state. This state is 8 million people in this state and county. And there is 400 million people to 300,000 cops. 400 million people in the United States. 8 million people in Seattle, Washington, to 8,000 people in 8,000 cops. And it's just not right. We need more cops. We need more safety. We need women. I voice my opinion about women. Women need to have a state of urgency. You are being watched. When you get in that car and drive, there's even a woman of footage. I watch everything that I can that says that they put fentanyl in the bars of where you open the door so you can fall, slump over, and they steal you and do whatever they fondle you. Some women don't have a sense of urgency and think they're not being followed. I have a heightened sense of urgency because I'm alone. I watch my every surroundings. I don't play that. Have a heightened sense of urgency.
So Kimberly, you know, some of the things people listening here on the Joyful Manifestation Show, and of course it is a Joyful Manifestation Show, but we have Kimberly over here, Kimberly Cloud, and she's somebody who's very aware, she's very alert, and she's using her methods to make a difference in society. Of course, today is International Women's Day, and what Kimberly is trying to pass on to the women over here, and the men, of course, you know, men also need to be secure and to be happy and to be prosperous, of course. What Kimberly is trying to tell everybody here is take care of your basic. Take care of your survival. Take care of your necessities. Make sure that you're okay. And then, of course, follow your dreams at the same time. But she wants all the women listening, and since today is Women's Day, we want all the women who are listening over here to know how precious you are, to know how amazing you are, and to know that you deserve to succeed. The women, of course, because it's Women's Day, but also the men. And Kimberly's trying to say to everybody that, you know, you could approach different people, you could take on different methods, follow different paths, but definitely work and get your goal and have a very strong intention. Does that help, Kimberly, having a strong intention?
Say that one more time. I apologize.
That's okay. No problem. Did you feel that because you have a strong intention that always keeps you on your path and makes you pursue your dreams and goals. And is a strong intention something that you would recommend to people and not to give up easily?
Yes, I recommend, well said. I will recommend that to everybody. Have an intention and go for it. To my young whippersnappers out there, you know, 18, 17, 16, or even 21, like, have an intention and go for it. Write down a plan. Write down a solid plan of what you plan on doing. You know, like, I don't know it all. I'm not a know-it-all. I don't think I know it all, but I tell you what I do know. I tell you what I can change. I tell you what I try to do. You know, I'm not perfect, but my intentions are to get my message out there. I don't think I'm smarter than nobody else. I just am who I am. You know, I cannot help it, and I don't look down on myself because I know things. You know, I study them. I cannot help it. I studied, you know, my intentions were, for instance, when I was in sixth grade, I was homeschooled. I studied math, you know, and now I'm going to get a shirt that say Googleplex. I had a mathematician on my show, Noah Healy, and he told me about the different infinity plus one and all of that infinite. And I was like, well, how big is Googleplex? He said, Googleplex isn't as big as other realms of math. And I was like, okay. But I'm going to still use Googleplex because I didn't learn everything that I could have learned. He was an amazing character. His intentions were to get the math story out there. I still talk to him from time to time. And Googleplex is the last number. You got your millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, and it goes all the way up, and it keeps going till it gets to Googleplex. Googleplex is the last known numerical portion of the math portion, but it gets deeper than that. I don't know all math, but I know I'm going to stick with Googleplex because I'm not a mathematician. So my intentions are to be as Googleplex as I can, very wide search, and that's where Google got it from, Googleplex. And so, yeah, you know, people be like, I'm a billionaire. I'm like, I'm a Googleplex in there with no money.
Kimberly, we wish that this is the show where you can manifest whatever you want. So we're wishing that you attract a whole ton of money, much more than you would ever need, and that you would have enough money to research a project. And for people who are listening into the show, if you're interested, please do contact Kimberly, get interviewed by her, or help her with her projects, whatever it is that you need to do, because Kimberly will give us her contact information. But Kimberly, since it's amazing having you, and we want you back so badly on our show, and you're such an inspiration to all the women out there and to all the men also who are listening, that, oh my God, how can somebody pursue all of this and then diligently work every day knowing that she is on her path and trying to reach her goals in all humility, of course, Kimberly, because, you know, obviously when you're speaking, you seem to be very modest, but you're very clear about what it is that you want to achieve. And this is what we're trying to pass on to the people over here who are listening, that you can follow your dream. You can walk down the unbeaten path. You can do whatever it is that you need to do to reach your goals. And we're not criticizing your goals. Whatever your goals are, they're your goals. But we want you to joyfully manifest them, Kimberly. And Kimberly, do you feel that every day that you walk, every day that you work, that you don't feel that you're not getting anywhere? You know what I mean? That you are approaching your goals no matter how fast or slow it is.
You know, the funny thing is, on Instagram, I get like 100 to 150 likes. I appreciate Instagram always. Facebook is very tough. I got a tough audience, but I look at my logistics on Facebook and it shows I have like over 2,000, plus listeners on a Meta business suite. And so I say to myself, why is that one keep ticking up when I know it's not one person watching me? It's more than one person watching me. I'm okay with that. You know, I'm glad that it's kind of like this, because that lets me know that I need more organic people to meet face-to-face that are going to be genuine followers. I need listeners. I'm not bashing my audience. I actually congratulate my audience on listening to me. You know, it's hard, you know, but how I'm getting places, I feel like I'm reaching my milestones. As long as I get more and more followers and listeners, you know, I'm good. You know, I feel like they don't have to like everything I do. You know, I'm not looking for likes. I'm looking for people that follow me and listen.
So, Kimberly, from the work that I have done, and I'm into manifestation, and I know about energy, and I know about certain fog, like substances, like a smog. And it sometimes, for some time, covers people up, covers them, puts a veil around them so that the goodness can't reach huge number of people. This is the negative aspect of energy. Some energies don't want people who are doing good work to actually be known, you see? So if ever you find yourself in that place, then just know that, oh, what you're doing or what you want to do must be super important. And that's why some people are shrouded or clouded, and a cloud is put around them. So if you maybe do some energy work, we can get it all cleared out and have you reach the number of people that you need to reach. But just understand, if that is happening, then it just means that what you're doing is really, really important, Kimberly. And does that thought ever occur to you that, oh my God, I'm just going to one day crack through this? And of course, you're appreciative. We want you to be appreciative. But one day I will crack through this and will not be shielded from the world that I really want to help.
Yes, I agree. Definitely.
This is a phenomenon that a lot of people who want to do really good work, they get covered up so that their voice doesn't reach enough people. But that's just the negative energy. And that's why we're here on Joyful Manifestation. The show is supposed to break through all the energy blocks and obstacles that are keeping people from reaching their fantastic dreams and goals. And it's not about being humble. Everybody who's listening over here, all of you are born with a purpose. And I'm not saying all of you need to, you know, save the world, but it could be your own family, correct, that you want to progress. And it could be your own small family or your own community or the world. It really doesn't matter. But everybody who's listening here, if you ever face anything where you feel that your truth or your beauty is being hidden from all the vast numbers who would definitely, if they knew about you, they would be with you, cheering you on, that we want this Joyful Manifestation show to break through all these obstacles, and we want all the women out here who are so empowered, and the men also, of course, we want you all to go forward for your dream and don't feel like you're being stopped permanently, because every step that you take, you're basically telling the negative energy, you know, go away. Who cares about you? I'm going to get my light out anyway. Kimberly, do you have anything to say about this? Any thought or inspiration or any thoughts that you regularly have that helps you keep continuing?
Well said. My thoughts on it is that, or my inspiration goals, I feel like, you know, having inspiration in what you do, because like the negative energy, that's why I listen to YouTube these frequencies, 1111 frequencies, 432 frequencies, 523 frequencies, 666 frequencies, 333. I listen to everything, and I even listen to Steve Jones, the 12-strand DNA hypnosis. It's a hypnosis where you are like between REM sleep and partly sleep, and you get hypnotized into the 12-strand DNA. And I do everything I can to get out of that negative way. Now, I cannot stop people from being negative, but I can stop myself from being a negative person. And I reflect nothing but light. You know, I'm not perfect. Obviously, I was in jail, but I don't ever want to go back there ever again. And I don't ever want a negative life, to live in a ghetto, to live in poverty. I don't want that for myself, whether I am married or not. I don't want that for myself no more. I am happy single right now. I'm very happy. You know, I feel like right now that listening to those frequencies helps generate, take the negativity out of my mind, you know, and I listen to so many different things you just don't know. And I sometimes place them on you now. I let them hear you now. I'll dub it. I'll play the frequency I'm telling you about, and I'll play like Ariana Grande or something, and they'll be listening to two frequencies. Ariana Grande, she likes to play a lot of violins and cellos and electromagnetic, just like Lady Gaga. And so I listen to a lot. I will never let it go. And then there was this guy that had, I forgot who was his name, but he had different frequencies he was tapping into where he scientifically proven for them to help the brain. And I feel like right now, you know, we need to start listening to those frequencies. You know, there's a frequency that help with nerve pain, nerve damage. There's a frequency that help heal the body. There's a frequency that help you sleep and relax. You know, all those frequencies help with the body. And that's what I do. Hello?
Kimberly, yeah, I'm here. Kimberly, I was listening to this, and you feel basically that when you are interviewing people, what are the type of people that you're looking for that you interview, and what is it that you want to bring out into the world? Because in case somebody is listening over here and they want to be interviewed by you, Kimberly Cloud, what is it that, who are the candidates or the people that you would like to interview?
I interview high-end people, millionaires. I've interviewed low-end people. I've interviewed people that has a regular 9-to-5 job working at Walmart, and I've interviewed people that have absolutely nothing going on with their life. It doesn't matter. I want to interview you. I don't get out much since the COVID, even prior to the COVID. You know, I never really got out much. And I don't want to go to a club. I don't want to go to a bar. I don't want to go to any of those highlighted areas. What I would like to do is virtually talk to the individual about their past, present, and future and highlight their story. You know, I want to be able to help their character grow, help motivate them, help them get better in life. You know, I want to help ease the tension. Some people let it all out. Some people say stuff that they think they're crazy about, and I can relate to their stories. You know, Everything I say, you can respect. One thing about me, running for councilwoman and having a Kimberly Cloud show, I speak the truth. If I said it happened, it happened. If I said I saw a spaceship, I saw a spaceship. If I said I can do things, I can do things. So, you know, that's for my people that understands the lingo that I'm saying it with. But the Kimberly Cloud Show, I interview people about their past, present, and future, and I love interviewing people about that.
Kimberly, so do you also feel that when we take your approach, which is you are interested in the individual, if we take that approach and we apply it to the current politicians, they're so concerned about the country as a whole, whether or not they're doing right or wrong. But do you feel that if they got more interested in individuals, that would help?
If the political standpoint got interested in what again?
In individuals, that is to say, they're not just interested in taking power for the country. You know, I am the so-and-so of this country, but they're more interested in the individual, the individuals that
they're
make
not
up the country.
They're not interested in it. And some politicians, I'm not naming names, is not interested in individuals. They're interested in democracy. They're interested in, you know, like a dictatorship, shall I say, not democracy, a dictatorship. And I feel like they don't have the individual's heart, like best of heart. They're not trying to do the right things for that individual, and their best intentions at heart isn't what they say. And that's why I don't care what happens to me. Like, for instance, like I said what I said at the State of the Union. I actually have it on my page what I said at the State of the Union. And they sat up there and Facebook kind of like took my page away for a little bit. I'm okay with that. You know, I am never going to stop talking about this, even during election time, because I feel like it's wrong. Our people, your people, my people, people of all races that's been here long are dying every day. And that's not how I want to say it. And I'm tired. I have the people's best interest at heart. I'm tired of seeing it. I used to sit there and just watch. And now it's time to speak.
And to get out there and to make a difference. Kimberly, we're so happy to have had you on the show today. Is there a contact information? Is there something that you want to give us before we end the show? And of course, you know, we want to have you back on future shows. And this is going to become a podcast that everybody can hear again. And Kimberly, any contact information?
Yes, ma'am. So I am on Facebook at the Kimberly Cloud Show 39. I'm on Twitter at the K. It's not the, but I'm just saying the. It's KCS Experience 84. YouTube at the Kimberly Cloud Show 39. You now at the Kimberly Cloud Show. Instagram at the Kimberly Cloud Show. TikTok at the Kimberly Cloud Show 39. And Apple Podcast. I have my own Apple Podcast at the Kimberly Cloud Show. Or you can email me at the Kimberly Cloud Show at yahoo.com. Or you can call me. I'm very open to calls at 253-304-6990.
Again, this is Sugandhi Iyer. We had Kimberly Cloud with us today speaking to the women and men out there. I want to wish everybody a fantastic, a wonderful Women's International Women's Day. And we want everybody to feel like you have a lot going for you, that you can make it happen for you, no matter what your thoughts are, no matter what you want. And this is Sugandhi Iyer thanking Kimberly Cloud for joining us today. And I'm signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Meet us again next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Good Fortune Show. This is Sugandhi Iyer wishing you a wonderful rest of the evening.
Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world and will take you where you want to go.